Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps. And the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the IOS podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Schwartz! Fritzy, how you doing, pal? Look at you. You're like just bouncing. The joy is so evident on your face. I mean, what a day for you.
It's been quite the 12 hours.
You're a happy guy, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, holy cow. So, and let's not also bury the lead. Old Topper got the guy.
The Phillies, like, it's just,
They save the city.
It's like they have to annoy me just a little bit with it. And I expected Topper to get a contract extension. They're not gonna do a lame duck thing, but it's like, so like, don't be so obvious, guys. Like, really? Wow. Really, you have to take the short thing and be like, let's sneak this right in here. It's like, guys.
Wow, you're throwing stuff. You're throwing stuff over the top.
I almost knocked my water over. I caught it. It was an amazing catch.
The old Topper. So, and it was so funny because yesterday the reporters were like, hey, are you guys going to extend Rob Thompson? And then did they forget that they were going to do that? And then today they were like, oh, here we go. Here's your extension, Rob. We forgot. Oops. So Schwarbs is back, and it's interesting. A little mixed reaction on Schwarber being back. And I guess here's my...
Really? I feel like it's pretty joyous. Has there been a mix?
So I think people are happy they did something. I don't think there was a big... let me just flesh out kind of where I'm at with the Schwarber thing. The one thing that is already seeing is this is just another example of them running it back. So... My counter to that is, well, you can still have your core of pieces and core of players that is your the makeup of your team without, like, it just happens to be the year that Kyle Schwarber is hitting free agency. So I know it seems like running it back, but you also have to keep your good players, and not having a guy with his power in the lineup does hurt them. So I think they could still make other changes. I do think, by the way, I think JT's coming back. I think that that's going to be, 2 years, $30 to $32 million with the club option for a third year. And that's the way they make the whole thing work. Still gets $15 million a year, whatever. So I understand those two. But there are going to be other changes. And I think maybe now it's not going to be another signing. Like, I don't think they can go out and now sign Cody Bellinger. Would I love them to go spend $150 million over 6 years on Cody Bellinger? Sure, I would like that. I think the next move most likely for a change, a difference-making move, would be a trade. I still think there is that possibility. But, you know, Schwarber coming back was something that I think had to happen. We would have talked ourselves into, like, go get Bichette, or go get Tucker, or go get Bellinger. But that kind of felt like change up, just to change it up. I think that we've had this take for a couple of years now. I think in that locker room, he is indispensable. And I think that he is this team's Darren Dalton. And I think there would have been a real big leadership void had he not been there. And I think Kyle Schwarber meant more to the Phillies than he meant to other teams. So from the standpoint of, at least they got Kyle Schwarber back, at least they're going to win 90-plus games again, at least the idea of we got to go and finish the job now, I still like that. And I don't – the whole run it back thing, well, I also want to keep good players here. I don't want to take a step back. I don't want to have it be where we go to an 83-win season, 85-win season, just because you can't run it back. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of reactions to it, but that's kind of my general first thought coming in, is I think Kyle Schwarber meant the most to the Phillies. I am glad he's back. Having his power in the lineup is big. I hope it's not the end-all, be-all. I hope it's not the big move and it's just Schwarber coming back and just JT coming back. I don't think it's going to happen money-wise, but I think that there could be some kind of trade out there. So overall, yeah, I'm glad that Schwarber's back.
I think it's the big money move. I agree with you. I think there are other things that'll happen. And look, they didn't really have much choice. You know, we did our perfect off seasons, and both of us said that we didn't love the situation they were in with the, you know, aging players and the potential for Harper and Turner and Schwarber and JT and all these guys to be in their mid to late 30s together and aging and all that. But with all that said, both had Kyle Schwarber re-signed in our perfect offseason. Like, it was just, it felt like, even though it's not a perfect situation, like, sure, it was something they absolutely had to do. And look, I think with the numbers that were getting thrown around, you know, $530 a year, like, it's okay. You know, it's kind of what, you know, I was worried it was going to go more. And it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for a guy who's going to start the year at 33 or it's his age 33 season or whatever.
Sure.
You know, who doesn't play a position. It's a lot of money. I get that. But I just, to the all the points you made and just from a lineup perspective, I mean, the second most home runs on the team last year was Harper with 27. Then it was 18 and 17. That was Castellanos and Kepler. Like, this team.
And Kepler might not even have a job this year.
Yeah. No power, zero power. And yes, like we've talked about the game moving towards Toronto and putting the ball in play and all that, but like still need home runs. You know what they did in the playoffs? They had a lot of home runs, flattened a lot of home runs. Like without Schwarber, this lineup just felt barren of something. It felt like it was, you know, destitute from a power perspective. And there was no one on the market and no trade candidate. You know, other than Pete Alonso, I suppose, which none of us wanted. There was no other way to fill that void. There was no other option, and that's not even talking about all the off the field stuff. Which, look, I you know, you could flip it and say, hey, they've had Schwarber's leader, and they haven't won anything. But I think that when you hear as much as you do about how important Schwarber is to any team, I don't think it's a 1-to-1. I don't think they haven't won because of Schwarber as a leader. No. I think that it's a positive. So it just feels like they had to have him back, and they got him back at the price that was the market price and not too much more. And it, you know, it is what it is. It's exciting to have him back. It potentially could age poorly with the group they have, but they had to do it. This had to happen.
And you know what, man? You know what?
It's fun, right?
Well,
sports are supposed to be fun. The Eagles have not been fun all season long. It's like a root canal watching that team. Like, the end of Philly season wasn't fun. You know what's fun? Watching Kyle Schwarber hit massive dongs. Like, that's fun. So if nothing else, from a sports fan perspective, like, I am excited that Kyle Schwarber is on my team.
And you know what, man? I wasn't – Kyle Schwarber is a Philly. And I'm glad that he's going to end his career.
500 home runs here, buddy. Gonna have him. Let the 500 home run chases on.
Harper and Schwarber chasing down 500 at about the same time. Schwarber's 160 away, I believe. I think he's 160 short of 500. But
so look at that. It's a 5-year deal. That means he's just got to average a little over 30 a year, and he'll get there. Like, I know that's a lot towards the end of the contract, but if he has 50 again, if he has 45, like, he. Like, I think Kyle Schwarber is going to hit 500 home runs.
Which is crazy.
I do.
It's crazy. So I like that Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Philly. He's going to be a Philly for life. And we've talked about it from the standpoint of, I think he's going to age well. He's not going to play the field. He's just going to be a DH. He's already gotten into better shape. The bat speed is the bat speed. And Big Poppy had the same kind of career arc. Now, Big Poppy was a better average-wise hitter, but still, like, sluggers can age well. And the bat speed's not going anywhere. He's not going to be running around in the field, so that'll hurt him. And I was thinking about this, too, because when you're looking at it from, you know, valuation standpoint, Cody Bellinger, who, again, I would have liked, but he's what, 2 years younger than Kyle Schwarber. Part of the appeal of Cody Bellinger is what he does in the field. Well, he can't play center field anymore. He's already declining from that standpoint. He's more of a corner guy, which is fine. He's a really, really good corner guy, and he could stand at first base, or he could play first base. But when that goes, 3 years from now, you're paying similar money for a corner outfield guy that's a 25 home run guy. I would make the bet that Kyle Schwarber in the DH spot for the next 5 years is going to hit between 240 and 260, fluctuate there, and a minimum of 35 home runs a year. That's valuable. I mean, that is valuable. I look at the lineup, and it's been this way for a couple of years. I still think they're a bat short. You know, Kyle Schwarber as the piece doesn't – that's not –
Well, he's already here. To the point you made at the beginning of the pod, like, they had to have him. It's not necessarily that they're just running it back because they have him back. They have to do more to make this lineup better. He was already here.
Right. Kyle Schwarber, in my perfect world now, it's Schwarber batting fourth, Harper batting third, and if they could land the plane and put Ketel. I know Ketel Marte is 32.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Just
lean into the mid 30s guys and just go. Yeah.
The Phillies retirement home. Who cares? Who cares?
Look, here's the thing. But if you win a World Series, who cares? You got to win a World Series.
Totally. And again, we're all just spitballing here. But I've been thinking a lot about Marte and like making another trade. And Gelb reported yesterday that, you know, looking at financially, no one within the Phillies has said that they're just going to be able to sign Schwarber and JT. And that's pretty much it. And my first thought was actually more about trade candidates rather than, again, another big signing of Bellinger, a Bichette, a Bregman. From that standpoint, if you could tell Marte at 592 left on that deal.
An unbelievable deal for that guy.
Yeah, it's a really, really solid deal. Buxton, if he becomes available, which the Twins said the other day, no, but I also, you still don't want Buxton? I can't sell you on Buxton.
He's been 1 year. He stayed healthy in his career. Like no
fresh legs. Fresh legs.
No, I can't do it.
3 years, $45 million. So
it's a great contract. So, it's a great contract. It wouldn't be a disaster because of the contract. It's such a fair price for the risk. I just personally am terrified of Byron Buxton.
And I totally get that. So I guess the Schwarber thing is about him being a piece of the puzzle, not the centerpiece. And I think, you know, money wise now he's going to be the centerpiece. I don't, if we walk into next year and Schwarber and JT are just back and they like trade for Jake Myers or whatever, that's disappointing. So again, like we've already said, he was important to bring back. You just hope that that's not, You hope that that's not it. So
yeah. And look, I totally agree with the aging thing. We've talked about it, but like his wrists are so fast. He has such a quick swing. Like I don't think that's going away anytime soon. The power is, you know, so natural and the swing is so tight. Like I just don't see him aging poorly. Like I'm very confident in Kyle Schwarber aging, especially your point that he is, you know, gotten in good shape. Like when you see him in person, you know, when you're next to him, it's like, he's not fat. Like people call him like a fat. He's not, he's svelte. Like he's in shape. And then on top of that too, like he has improved. Like he has shown as a hitter just in his time in Philadelphia that he works on things, that he gets better, that he adapts. And like, that's what you need when you age, right? You need someone who's going to understand their body, understand where they're at and change as it goes. And he's shown that he's willing to do that.
Well, he set a record for home runs off left-handed.
His best career of his best season of his career at 32.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the concern that there obviously is that it's contract year, but
well, of course, yes,
he doesn't strike me as someone that just like gets paid and kind of checks out. He doesn't strike me as that. I think he wants to get another world title, add that to he seems like a winner. And I was already starting to get disappointed from the standpoint of Kyle, either you want to come back and you want to finish the job and you're a Philly, or you want to take the most money out there. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want? What do you want to be? And
let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think he took the most money out there?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I think probably the Reds and Pirates were more in the four range and the Phillies went to the fifth year. In a perfect world.
The question is, did the Red Sox, any of these teams, we just saw those who didn't see it because of the Schwarber news, Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, so.
I hate them.
I know. But, now Tanner Scott and him at the end of the games, and Tanner Scott probably a bounce back year.
Oh, and how about Roki Sasaki? I mean, who the hell knows what they're going to do with him?
I know. So the Mets kind of being a little frugal here, I guess, in a sense. But they went 3 years, $51 million for Devin Williams. They didn't really get in the Schwarber suite. I didn't buy, by the way, the Mets in the Schwarber suite space at all.
I bought it as a potential attempt to up the price. I didn't think Kyle Schwarber was going to sign with the Mets.
No, well, especially because Soto's going to be a DH in 3 years. So, yeah, but my biggest fear with this. I feel like people are like dumping on the Mets already and, oh, like, why are they not spending money and stuff like that? I'm just letting you know that if Scoot Ball gets traded and he's not a Met, then Steve Cohen's a massive fraud because they have the farm system to get it done. They have obviously the money to get it done. I would be really surprised if Scoot Ball, if he gets moved, is not a Met. So that's
great.
Feels like
he's going to get moved. At some point, maybe not this off. They're not paying him, the Tigers.
No, I know. I mean, they should probably trade him this offseason.
Yeah, they should.
They probably should.
Yeah. I mean, they should pay him, but they're not going to. But they should pay him. I mean, that's
well. Did you see that? Their first offer was like 4 years, $80 million. Did you see that?
What a joke! Like that. That's the guy you pay. You pay that guy. That's the guy you pay.
Yeah. So, I'm not ready to dump on the Mets grave yet. I didn't buy them.
And Stearns is smart. Look, we know David Stearns is a smart baseball guy. Like they're going to be well run.
Yep. So, I didn't really buy them. The Red Sox I worried about from the standpoint of need. I think I actually wonder if Alonso.
And they knew him. I mean, they had him there.
Cora loved them.
Yep.
Cora loved them. But, you know. I like the idea that Kyle Schwarber views himself as a Philly and wants to come back and finish a job and got pretty good. I mean, obviously got market value for him and he didn't drag this thing out, which I appreciate. So now they can kind of, plan out the rest of the offseason, probably get JT done maybe this week and then, figure out what to do with Castellanos. Castellanos out of here and maybe trade Bohm, probably trade Bohm and kind of go from there. But, getting the big one out of the way early, making sure that Schwarber's back in the fold. And, I'm sure the locker room's thrilled. I'm sure the guys are.
That's for sure. I'm sure they're pumped. And look, we haven't said his name yet, but credit to John Middleton again, opening the checkbook. He's continually done this, in this, era, since Harper and the supercharging everything, like he keeps spending money. He keeps spending money and this is a big chunk of money. He's going to pay JT. And look, he's going to have to, cause that's kind of the way this team is built right now with these big contracts. You're going to have to find ways to supplement it. If you want to keep contending with guys as they turn into 34, 35, 36, 37,
yeah.
38,
yeah.
You got draft develop ball and all that. But, I, if nothing else, like to the, blow it up, this and that, like all those people, I appreciate that. Like, Middleton, Dombrowski, those guys are invested in winning and they're committed to it and they're going to keep spending to try and make this thing happen.
Listen, everyone says like they're okay with a step back until you go through it. And
you're right.
Of course.
I mean, look, the Eagles won the Super Bowl this calendar year in 2025 and people are ready to fire the coach, the quarterback, all that. And like, I get like they're horrible right now, but it's like the Super Bowl is what 9 months ago bought them no grass.
No time. Not
like,
this
so, you know what I mean? Not so think city. About like a Phillies team that lost in Orion Kirkering last year coming out stinking. Like,
I know.
Like imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we would have been fine. You know, we would have talked about the draft, all that good
we
stuff.
Did. But we would have pivoted.
And the other thing that I think has to be brought up is the All-Star game is going to be in Philly this year.
Yeah.
Kyle Schwarber is going to be in the home run derby.
Yep.
I'm sure that they wanted him to be in a, I know it's hard to plan.
You don't make a signing this big off that, but you're definitely happy that you signed him and that's part of it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. 100%. So I'm happy. I'm really happy Schwarber's back. It's not how I felt when Nola resigned. When Nola resigned, I was like, all right, I get it. You know,
same. It was like, I don't love this deal, but I get it. And I didn't want him to be a Brave and all that. And mechanical change and all that and whatever, but we weren't like, yeah, look at this cut. Like, I do feel it's the running it back itself is frustrating. It's an idea and all that, but like in and of itself, Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, 130 million. Like, I'm totally
150.
Like, 150. I meant 30 million a year. Yes, 150. Yeah, you're right. Let's get the numbers right. Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, 150 million. You know what? I am good with that. I think that's a fair price, and I'm happy he's here.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's back now. Before we get out of here, looks like we're going to get Donnie Baseball on the bench coach job.
The least surprising move of the offseason. Like, the moment I left Toronto, I was like, well, he's coming here.
Yeah.
The bench coach thing. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Conveniently opens up.
We talked about it before already when it initially was a mention and all that, but like we both said, a no brainer. I think it is a home run hire.
Yeah. Yeah. So Donnie Baseball, Thompson extended. It was good to see. It was good to see Wheels the Sixers game last night. That made my heart happy. You know, it seeing did. Him. Seeing
and look,
him
they said
smile.
He's been throwing, which is good. Yeah. You know, yeah. And he did look happy. Yeah. Ah, can you like bring Wheels back and look?
Yeah, we're back.
And look, I know no one wants to hear it, but like to your point, I think bringing Schwarber back when they bring JT back, like they're going to, assuming health, they're going to be a playoff team again. And, you know, you just got to keep taking shots. The way baseball is now, get there and get on a run, you got a shot, you know,
yeah.
So it's not perfect, but they're taking shots.
Now give me the cool trade. Give me the cool trade. Whether it's Marte's. So Marte is going to be really interesting. I think he's going to move, and I wonder if they're
to
able
where?
To get
to third.
No, I think he's going to
outfield.
Get traded. I think he's going to get traded.
I'm like, oh, I thought you meant positionally. I was like, okay. I think he's going to trade too.
And they want pitching prospects in return. Can they get it done without putting Painter on the table? Is really the big question here. A lot of people assume that it's going to be Painter, but does Gage dot Naroon get you close? You get a first round pick last year, and Gage is pretty MLB ready ish. You get an interesting second base, third base prospect who is a top five prospect in their system. You get two top five prospects, by the way, and then a valuable second baseman who can replace Ketel Marte from the standpoint of good defense, doesn't make a lot of money. I don't know.
I think it gets you close. Look, I think it's there. And look, it's all dependent on what other teams are offering and all that. But I think that's a fair offer. I mean, again, he is 32. I know it's a good contract, but you're buying his 33, 34, 35 seasons. Like,
yeah.
It's not a home run in the way that, it, you know, 27-year-old, the profile that he has. So let me ask you the follow-up question to that, though. The Diamondbacks say, we'll give you him for Painter. That's it. What do you do?
Yeah, I'd probably pass.
I can't do it. I agree. You can't do it.
I'd pass. I would move Painter in the right deal, but and Marte's freaking awesome. But the age, like, I would trade him for a
27-year-old can tell Marte in the exact same spot, you would do that deal. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they got to be smart about Painter. I mean, they got to be smart about Painter. I do think that
he's a part of the plan this year, too, theoretically, you know?
I do think that Aiden has jumped him on the untouchable market. Right. But I think Aiden is more untouchable at this point than Painter.
I mean, he had a better, you know, even though it was just a month, but, you know, Painter struggled, so it's fascinating.
Yeah. And the stuff to take a step back. So you hope that full off season where he's not pitching in the fall league straight into spring training. He's worn down by the end of the year. So you hope that the stuff takes a step back up, an uptick in the stuff. So either way, an exciting day. An exciting day. Nice. Welcome back.
Pod. What a thrill. And JT will be around for that. And then, like, you know, Dave, could give us a trade pod. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Something like the Lizardo trade.
Yes. Please. All right. Go to your show. How about it? A day. I'm happy for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Everything's going your way, right?
It's about time. It's about time the eye test got back on track. It got too far out there where, and it's just good. It's good to know the old eyes are still working. That's the main takeaway. So I will try not to be too happy from 2 to 6.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Yeah, so far.
Yeah. Phil save the city per usual.
Yeah. I mean, look, if nothing else, we have spring training to look forward to because the Eagles team ain't winning anything. So,
We'll see.
Yeah. That would be fun. You should do a, what's the opposite of a heel turn? What were they called? The baby face, good wrestlers.
Turn positive. Turn positive.
Yeah, you do a baby face turn. And then
there's some things I like. There's some things I liked last night.
And we're done. We'll be back soon. JT signing, whatever. Until then, he's worth himself.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.